We'd like to welcome you tonight to the Columbia Theater on this beautiful late winter evening. And we all are in store for a huge treat. Wanted to take care of business, as we always do. Check your cell phones, pagers, talking to you back there specifically. Make sure you get those turned off so that you don't bother anybody. And no flash photography, we say that every time. We're very excited tonight to be here. Why are we here? We are here because of the sponsors that we have. And every show takes place because of the sponsors. And let's give you a wonderful list of long-time sponsors. And I'd like everyone to take a few minutes during intermission, whatever, to look through the program, not only to see what shows are coming out, but to look at who supports the theater, and let's all try to support them. Tonight, this show is being sponsored by Collis County Title, a longtime sponsor. I don't know about you, but I have no idea what a title company does, but they're important, so let's thank them for doing what they do. We also have National City Mortgage. Let's give them a round of applause. They know what they do. We also have a wonderful, wonderful, longtime supporter of the theater and longtime sponsor of Flaskerud Realty, and I'd like to introduce Mr. Jerry Flaskerud, who will help us introduce the show tonight.
It's an amazing thing. I can't see anybody. It's probably a good thing. First of all, I would like to say thank you very much for being here this evening, for buying tickets, for coming to the show. We are tremendously excited to be able to bring David Lindley and Leo Taki here tonight on the big stage in the metropolitan area of the city of Wando in Dallas County. And we are amazingly blessed to have this venue. The Columbia Theater is an incredible place, as you know. The acoustics here are amazing, and it's been here for an incredibly long time, since 1923 or 24, whenever it was built, and functions at an amazingly high level. And we need your support, and we're sponsoring this show because we know these kinds of things don't happen unless there are sponsors. And I'd also like to say thank you very much to the City of Longview. They've invested an awful lot of money into this theater in order to keep it doing what it's doing. So thank you for being here, and it's my pleasure to say to you, we're going to have two tremendous artists here this evening. And in fact, they don't travel around together. It's an unusual thing for them to be in the same place at the same time. We're going to open with David Lindley, and he's going to do a set, and then we're going to take an intermission, and then Dr. Rick Green will be back out to introduce Leo Taki. So without further ado, David Lindley, come on down.
How's everybody? Yeah. Beautiful place. Listen, I walked into this place and I said, oh good, a good sounding place. It's very beautiful. It's a pleasure to be here with Leo. Leo and I go back a long ways, a long, long time. I remember going up to him with the tube builder after the show and I said, how do you get your guitar to sound so big? How can I get mine to do that? And he says, just make it bigger than life. just think bigger than life. Think huge. And so I did. And I used just about the same setup I used when I first started. So I have Leo to thank for that. Thank you.
Jimmy Dan killer be calm, and all that gentleman's cool was gone. All that gentleman's cool was
deal warm as you like to. It's not Werewolves of London. Werewolves of London is too much fun, and if we have too much fun, we'll be punished. That's a known fact. You have too much fun. There's a little story about a little road trip that he took. A road trip for Warren was getting in his Corvette and with a four-track tape recorder and a little keyboard on the passenger side and driving 70 miles an hour and overdubbing himself, going from one point to another. He did that a lot. And I know he did it with this tune. This is singing old bingo.
We wandered into the Legion Hall. The saying of science in Seminole Mingo. I fell in love with the ping pong balls. And the SEC is far behind. Down in the swamps with the gators and the
so let's twist it around a little bit. It's an ass with it. This instrument's called an oud. This is a Turkish oud, which is a little different from Egyptian and the Syrian ones. It's got a shorter scale, smaller body. And this has a preamp inside. You can jerry. You can destroy an entire PA system with this one instrument. I've done it. It was fun. Smoke and speaker cones going out into the bleachers, it was good. What did you tell? Thank you.
and shining full of karma, ready work in time. Yeah, I keep an eye out for the evening down. I still remember that awful little town. Then the sheep come around in the middle of the night. I had Mama Pine do something about that guy. He was headed down the castle with a big lead load. He could smell him skipping down.
Springsteen song for you. Believe it or not. This is one of those songs that the record company heard and said, oh, I don't know about putting that out. That's a little bit controversial. I don't know about that. Bruce. No, Bruce. Can you imagine saying no to Bruce Springsteen? No. CD that was full of songs like that. Really good stuff. And this is my daughter found this one. This is called Brothers on the Bridge. This is about Vietnam veterans living in splendor in California.
I don't it was all gone. Same Coke machines as the streets I grew on. Down a Mesquite Canyon, I'm walking along the ridge. Me and the brothers over the bend. Campsites about a mile from the nearest rural town. Cause there's too much brush in the can for the CHP choppers to touch down. Wednesday, I sat in the stands in my dress blues. I held your mother's hand as the pass through the red, white, and blue. 1 minute you're right there, then something slips. Thank you.
Johnson song. Viola Johnson was one of the scariest fight players who ever lived. And one of the scariest singers, too. I heard a complete Willie Johnson compendium kind of thing with all his stuff on there. He didn't play the blues, really. He played church music. And all his songs had this kind of sadness to them. I've never heard anything about it in my life. And this song in particular, there's a great treatment of this on TV, a series on the blues. And the song was right there. Oh, it was a good one.
I'm gonna ask a question, please answer if you can. If they use you to tell you, what is the story? What is the story? Want somebody to tell me? Answer if you can. Want somebody to tell me? What is the story? What is the story? Somebody tell me, answer it.
songs. This is one of my favorites. We have a lot of great songs, and most of my favorites are on a CD called Mutineer. There's some things on there, boy. If you're not sitting down, you better be. Beneath the vast indifference of heaven.
They say everything's all right. They say that earth is our new.
Star Trek with that quart of milk. I scrunched each one of them up into a little ball, about that size. And then I swallowed it. A dozen of them, one after another, I drank that milk. They expanded in my stomach, all that fat, all that sugar, then immediately to my boobs. Some of you know that. You've done the same kind of thing. Then right to your boobs, or else it goes into your fat bag. When I get to be over 50, you will get fat back, like I do. All I did was turn to the side. I went, oh no, man. I said, I need help. I need spiritual help. I called upon the spirit of John Lee Hooker. I said, John Lee, come down and help me out. Went, this is really bad. So he appeared behind me in the mirror, looked over my shoulder. He had his hat on. He said, you do have boobs. And it looks really bad. The only way you can extricate yourself from this situation is to write a song about it. You'll feel fine after that. And each time you sing that song, you'll feel a little bit better about your boobs. Okay? I said, yes, sir, right away. So I did that. I wrote this song called When a Guy Gets Boobs.
When a guy gets boobs, it don't look so good. I don't look like a woman. You know a woman look good like that. But a guy with boobs, you're just a guy with boobs. That's what he is, that's what he is. When your butt gets fat, and your belly get bigger, and your legs get all skinny, do you look like a frog? You got some extra chins,
that looks really bad.
And your hair get all greasy, from all the greasy food. But when a guy gets boobs, it looks really bad. Don't look like a woman, kinda looks like my dad. When a guy gets boobs, he's just a guy with boobs. That's what I get, that's what I get. Thank you. get myself a brand new body. I won't spend all my money on donuts, pizza, In-N-Out burgers, with extra cheese, fried chicken, with extra cheese, Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream, with chocolate sauce, and eat it all right before I go to bed, for maximum effect. So when I wake up in the morning, go on in the bathroom, I look on in the mirror, and who's that I see in there? That couldn't be me. That guy has boobs. It must be Mr. Puffy. Hi, Mr. Puffy. Hi, Dave. What you been doing? Eating all the wrong stuff because of you. Thank you so much. Mr. Puffy, I know him well. Too much fat chicken, too many burgers and fries. If I do, you win. You know it ain't no lie. All that butter, all that lard. You know what's down in there. You know it's working real hard. It's down inside you, buying all your price. And I ain't no more room till they close up tight. But there's one thing that I fear the most. Gotta tell you, you better listen up close. When the guy gets through, it's really bad. It don't look like a woman. You know a woman look good like that. When the guy gets through,
from Mr. Puffy, my alter ego. He said, why don't you do this song? It's a song about bad backstage food. It was good tonight. Sometimes it's very, very bad. I wrote this song about a particular incident at the Health and Wellness Festival in Northern California. The song is called Cat Food Sandwiches. You can see how it might have gone that way. They were cat food sandwiches. It was Kitty Queen Seafood Feast. Definitely. Thank you.
turn around and play a 45-minute show.
Just for me, just for you, thanks.
so much. Appreciate it. That image has stayed with me all these years. Every time I go backstage, I look around, see if there's a golden cube. I don't want to see that anymore, ever again.
Thank you.